Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may serve you. We ask we may honor you, especially during this month of July, especially during this week of Independence Day. Let us be the salt of the earth and the light to the world of those of us here in the United States and other countries to bring the message of the gospel everywhere so that they may see it. But let it be a message of the love of God and a relationship with God, not a condemning message that says people must follow rules. We all know that they need to follow their relationship with Christ that leads them to follow the rules. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, anyway, it is the 6th of July. It is Wednesday, and it is, in fact, the 14th week of Ordinary Time. So here we are in the midst of July, a great time. It's a wonderful time. It's summer, It's really wonderful. And we are looking at the words from Hosea. We've been looking at that this week, but the past 2 days, obviously, I've been talking about issues having to do with our country and living our Catholic faith. And the message that we're seeing is something really stark here from Hosea. So let's look at what he's saying, because these words fit us even today. This is coming to us from the 10th chapter of Hosea. And obviously, the past 2 days we looked at, there were other chapters, earlier chapters, but we were focused on Independence Day and all. So, Israel is a luxuriant vine whose fruit matches its growth. This is from the New American Bible Revised Edition, which is published by the Confraternity of Christian Doctrine, which is an office of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Israel is a luxuriant vine whose fruit matches its growth. The more abundant his fruit, the more altars he built, the more productive his land, the more sacred pillars he has set up. Sounds good so far. Sounds pretty good. Here we go. Okay. All right. This sounds good. What's coming up next? Ready? Their heart is false. Now they will pay for their guilt. Wait a minute. Whoa. What's going on here? Well, look carefully at what's being said. And it's an important message to hear. Israel, they're doing well. And the more productive they are, it says, the more sacred pillars he set up. But their heart is false because everything is based on how well things are going. When things are going well, everything is fine, and we're in touch with God, and God's wonderful, and the whole bit. But when things are going wrong, well, how did God curse me? What did I do wrong? Well, then I want nothing to do with God. Reminds me of a story of someone who, granted, they were very young at the time, but a very close relative of theirs was dying. The person was elder at the time, and was probably lived a full life. And this person was dying, and this person I had spoken to was much, much, much younger. He was a child. And he told me, now adult, why he doesn't believe in God. And he said, you know, I prayed that the Lord would keep my grandmother alive, and she died. And I haven't believed in God ever since. So you can look at that. You can say, I can believe in God when things are going well, but I can't believe in God when things are going badly. And that happens a lot. And this is kind of what's happening here, what we see in Hosea. They're all celebrating. They're all building these altars. They're all doing, isn't it wonderful? And God is saying, yeah, but your heart is from me, is far from me, because you're focused on everything that's going right and saying this is a blessing from God. And none of you are focusing on God. And as we know the story from Job, he says, if we accept good from God, should we not also accept evil? In other words, the Lord is going to do what is best for us. And sometimes that may be, in our mind, evil, even though in God's mind, it is a correction. And one of the things that is important to look at is when things are going wrong, we can turn to the Lord and saying, where are you leading me in this? Where are you bringing us down this path? When things are going right, it is very easy to turn around and say, oh, yeah, the Lord, I believe in God. God's wonderful. But when things go wrong, where's God? Where's God? But God is in all of it. And this is one of the things that's happening with Hosea, because they're all celebrating a wonderful God, things going well. And he says, no. You're focused on your riches and you're not focused on God, but you're pretending you are. It's kind of like one of the things that happens is where the Lord says many times how their sacrifices and their liturgical actions really don't mean anything to him. They're important to him, but they don't mean anything because there's nothing coming out of it in their behavior. And this you see in the Old Testament, and you can assume the same is being said in the New Testament. If people are not doing the will of God, but they're still going to church every Sunday. There's a little story about that that I wrote a long time ago. They're still going to church every Sunday. Then they are not really close to the Lord. The opposite is also true, which he also condemns, which is you're trying to be a good person, but you have no relationship with God. We talked about that a couple days ago. And what the Lord wants us to do is to be connected to him and to see all things through our relationship with him. It's absolutely essential. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. You can check out our Substack newsletter, and you can check out all kinds of things over there. You can check us out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you can also find us at ststanthonyalston.org, or for that matter, you can find us at none other than 43 Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N Street in Alston, Massachusetts. That's 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. So come check us out. Don't forget, you have a standing invitation to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. One of the fascinating things that I had growing up is I had a handicapped mother. As a matter of fact, of course, you know the term invalid, which technically she was an invalid, but sometimes she would say, you have an invalid mother. And I'm, no, that's not true. That's not true. But it kind of reflects now of how much her handicapped nature bothered her a lot. But she had tremendous faith. She always had tremendous faith. And probably I could say, obviously I can say she had more faith than me. So she had tremendous faith. Just a fascinating person, my mother. And she came to a point where she could only move one hand. And people would say, she's quadriplegic. I am not. I can move one hand. And she was really determined to hold on to that truth. And so, but she had this tremendous faith where some people would say, if God exists, this wouldn't happen. But the other, way you could say that my mother taught me and you learn from so other realities is, where is God in this? And that might be one thing we can look at today as our experience here in the United States, all the struggles we are going through. Where is God in this and what is he saying to us? We can listen to the Pope in some of these things and say, what is the Pope saying to us as an outside source, not even a European source, a South American source? How is he kind of saying, are you looking at these issues in your country? So that's an important issue that we understand, that instead of looking at things as, good or bad or whatever, we look at them through our relationship with God. Well, this is what God is saying to through Hosea to Israel. He's saying, you know, you're all focused on everything around you that is going well. You're just focused on that. But your hearts are far from me. You have no connection to me whatsoever. And at the same time, what can go wrong is when everything goes bad, you turn, but we were so close. Well, wait a minute. No, God would be saying you were never close, because everything was contingent on everything going well. And when things were not going well, you took that as a sign that God wants nothing to do with you, where in fact, or God has rejected you, or you've rejected God, where in fact, what the Lord is teaching is to see everything within the concept of the relationship with God. We see that throughout the entire history of the Old Testament, where the Jews understood their relationship with God based on how well things were going on the land. So if things were going, you know, the prophets would be speaking to them and everything else, calling them to a change of heart. And if they didn't listen, then eventually there would be this very stark reality, like all of a sudden someone would march in, like the Assyrians or the Babylonians or whatever the case may be. And the response of the Jews was not those evil Babylonians or Assyrians, where some of it might have been there, but it would always be, okay, where did we go wrong in our relationship with God? And that's something that we need to learn as Christians. When things are not going right, especially in our country, we can ask the question, and not a legal perspective. I'm talking relationship. I'm talking people of prayer. I'm talking, are we praying and are we really deepening our prayer? We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day and we'll see you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.